Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. I want to tell you about a unique movie coming to theaters. It's called Peanut Butter Falcon. It's the story of a young man named Zach who is forced to live in a senior home. But he's not a senior. He has Down syndrome. Zach, played by Boynton Beach hometown kid Zach Gottsagen, wants to escape and go to a wrestling school led by his favorite wrestler, Saltwater Redneck. Zach breaks out and, by accident, joins up with a man on the run named Tyler, who's played by Shia LaBeouf. The two become an inseparable pair of friends trying to get to that wrestling school. Here's a clip from the film with Zach and Shia LaBeouf.
New rule is you can't slow me down. You understand? Put those on.
So what I says go. I say jump, you say how high.
How high?
There it is.
Rule number one, don't slow me down. Rule number two, I'm in charge, and you're gonna carry your own weight.
Hey, what's rule number one?
Party?
No, not party. No, it's not party.
The film also stars Dakota Johnson as Eleanor, Zach's caretaker. It took the 2019 Audience Award for Narrative Spotlight at the South by Southwest Film Festival. I spoke with the writers and directors of the film, Michael Schwartz and Tyler Nilsson, and with the film star, Zach Gottsagen.
Zach, I'm going to start with you. Your character, you're trying to escape a senior home, and you want to find your favorite wrestler, Saltwater Redneck. Tell me how you felt about the script when you saw this, the story. That's such a cool story.
It didn't happen, you know, reading all of my lines, and I didn't have been working with Shia and Dakota Johnson. For me, I just wanted to be part of it with them, and then to do a lot of the stuff going on.
And it was a lot of fun to watch, no doubt. Michael and Tyler, when did you meet Zach and how?
We met Zach 8 years ago at Zeno Mountain Farms in Venice Beach, California. We were making a short film, and Zach was making some really good acting decisions. And one night at dinner, he said he wanted to be a movie star and make a feature film. And we said that's pretty difficult for anybody, but especially for you, because there's not a lot of roles written for people with disabilities. And he said, let's do it together. You guys write and direct, and I'll star.
Yeah, it was a custom tailored job. You know, that Hollywood hasn't given a, and I say dance floor with finger quotes, hasn't really given a dance floor or platform for people with different abilities like Zach. So we stepped into the writing position and we were like, okay, let's build a floor. Let's build a dance floor. Because the truth is, and I say this with finger quotes, able-bodied actors, that's just what I'm saying with finger quotes, guys like that, it's a pretty standard, this is how we do it, this is how we run it. And we had to come in and sort of custom tailor a script for Zach and make sure that that character was something that he could play, and that we would, you know, even when we were shooting it, we were like, we were going to go a little bit slower and be really mindful with our approach to it.
And, you know, how long did it take? How long did to write this script?
I mean, to write it, we took road trips with Zach. A lot of the character is informed by Zach, so he really likes wrestling. Wrestling's in the story. So we traveled around with him for about a year, wrote the script on paper for another year, couldn't get anybody to read it for a year, and now we're 5 years in, 30 days of shooting and 5 years of trying to get it.
What was it like, though, when you finally did get somebody to read it and then finally started to feel like this could happen?
This whole thing has been sort of like a series of false peaks, not in a bad way, but like, I think if I had known that it was going to take us 5 years to get this far down the road, I would have been from moment one, like, it's going to be a really long time. Let's maybe not do it. So every time we're like, oh, somebody read it. Here we go. It's the beginning. Grab on. It's going to be an easy ride and all downhill from here. And then all of a sudden it's like, you know, we never had that moment. Even now, like, you know, we won South by Southwest and we were like, this is it. We're about to, it's easy now for me. From now on out, it's easy, you know, and it's never really been like that. So it's sort of holding on till August 23rd when it comes out wide. And I think that's when we'll sort of, I think I'll be able to let go a little bit then. And there's nothing in my power after that.
It is a really touching story. Again, we have this character, Zach, who is trying to escape a nursing home. And he's in the nursing home because the state requires that he has someone care for him, but there's nowhere to put him. And he's trying to escape because he wants to go find his favorite wrestler. He wants to go to this wrestling school. How long did it take to find the two stars to go with Zach? Because, as you know, man, you've got to have the right mix or it doesn't work.
Right. Our approach was, because when Tyler and I started, we didn't have agents or managers or any famous friends. So we couldn't get anybody to read the script. And we recorded a 5-minute trailer with Zach starring and Tyler and I and our friend Dave cut it together. We put music to it. And that got things moving really quickly. So when Shia saw that and when Dakota saw that, they said, I want to make that movie. And the reason they saw it is we hooked up with some great producers, Albert Berger and Ron Yerxa, who had made Nebraska with Bruce Dern. They've been doing it for a long time, and they have.
They also made Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah,
not to toot their own horns, but yeah,
they made. But they're really great, and I think they legitimized us.
How much time did the actors have to spend with Zach, though, so that everybody got to know each other and got to comfortable with each other?
About a month. Yeah, we picked Shy up from we picked Shy up with this old 1979 rusty Ford Ranger, and we threw him in the back with Zach. We had him sitting kind of these two old muddy tires, and Mike and I were like, all right, we're just gonna start driving and let those two guys connect back there. And about 3 hours later, we were driving south in Georgia, and we looked back and they were holding hands, and Zach was resting his head on Shia's shoulder, and they were just kind of talking, and I realized, all right, I think we did our job. They're nice and connected back. Yeah. There,
Zach is really easy to love. And I think everybody on set, things moved a lot faster, building our, you know, it sort of felt like a summer camp or a brotherhood or a family very quickly on set. And I think Zach was responsible for that.
Zach, tell me what it was like on the set.
I am going to say Dakota Johnson had been, she had been, you know, serious character, and sometimes she always say, tell me how I could, you know, project myself and this to be in that scene with her. And then she had been, you know, I would say be great and smart, and she didn't have been doing pretty well, and sound like Dakota knows what she's doing for her job, and just do everything about the love for me and including everything else. And plus for Shia's kind of like more like, I would say, be more like the excitement, fun, and he really is. And sometimes I've always been, you know, the badass, and side knows how to just ring the ropes and doing all the fun stuff and having a great time. And
it sounded like Dakota was really serious and Shia was, let's have some fun.
Yeah.
I guess it's good to have a little bit of both, definitely. I'm talking with actor Zach Gottsagen, and he plays the lead character in the new film Peanut Butter Falcon. Also joining me in studio are the film's directors, Michael Schwartz and Tyler Nilsson. The film begins screening this weekend in select theaters around South Florida, and we will include information online at WLRN.org. You had a screening in Boynton Beach.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, I mean, the reception was fantastic.
Yeah, that would be my home.
Yeah, and that's right. I'm going to ask you about that too, because you're a hometown boy. But what was the reception like?
I mean, like a rock party. It was insane. It was really amazing.
It was like a rock concert. There was a line around the theater. People filtered in. They filled up one theater. They had to go into the theater next door. We were in a megaplex with 14 theaters, and they were just like, "Take one out, put the Peanut Butter Falcon in another."
Yeah, we won't say which one they shut down, but because we're on the radio, we don't want to talk about Disney like that.
Okay. But, and then the mayor's office gave Zach a citation of, I don't know, greatness or something.
Yeah.
And I cried. They were giving a speech about what Zach means to the arts community. And I saw him standing in front of 350 people wearing a suit jacket and all of them cheering and sitting on the edge of their seats. And I just cried.
Yeah. It was really amazing. Beautiful. I think there's like 700 people there last night. And, you know, we expected probably closer to 200.
So, Tyler, I mean, for you, because you were talking earlier about how you're waiting for that moment where you could finally say, okay, we did it. We made it.
Yeah.
Right. And so, I mean, you get that kind of reception before the release. Do you feel like, okay, we're there. We got it.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not even a little bit. I was talking to Mike about it today. I think we've been fighting for the film so much, like fighting for it to get seen and fighting to make sure people go see it and sell tickets. And I'm texting every single person I know in every single city I have, asking personal, like, will you please take 10 of your friends to see this? So I don't feel like I've had the opportunity to sit and relax with it. I had a moment where I welled up with tears. I was like, oh, wow. I think we're on to something. But I also don't want to rest.
Yeah, a lot of small movies like ours disappear.
Most small movies like ours disappear.
So, you know, you've got Netflix and Amazon and so many ways to watch movies at home now, that going to the theater just isn't a thing like it was 15 years ago.
But so part of it is getting it in the theater. But, I mean, isn't it now at this stage of the business where you want to get on one of those platforms so that it's out there for Hulu or Netflix or whichever, right?
Eventually we want to be there. The truth is right now with film, I'm trying to think how to put this.
It's an event when you go to the theater. You feel it a bit harder. I think us as directors and writers, I like people to watch it in a theater. I like them to watch it in a crowded theater, even beyond just a theater. And then when that experience has aged out, there's a secondary window where I want it to go streaming so everybody can see it. But I want people to watch this in a theater.
And that also being said, like after we won South by Southwest, we thought we were good to go. We were like, oh, we're going to sell the film. A distributor is going to come in and scoop it up and we're good to go. It'll be easy. And even after that, we had a lot of pushback, a lot of streaming platforms. And I won't name them. I truly won't name them. A lot of streaming platforms didn't believe that our film was marketable, that a hero with Down syndrome was something that you could market. And that was again, when we thought we could rest, it was another false peak. It was like, wait, what do you mean we can't sell this?
Yeah, you've gotten positive reviews. People love it.
We've won an audience award. Why won't you buy it? And they were just like, man, well, we just can't sell it because, you know, the hero is a hero that's not your atypical hero. Which is part of the reason I'm a little bit like, yeah, we shut that other one down, you know, because we want to.
And this is a fascinating aspect of the story, because there's a beautiful scene, a number of beautiful scenes. One in particular where you have Zach and Shia, and they're talking about his dream to become a wrestler, and the question comes up, "What are you?" Well, I'm a bad guy. Why? And there's just a beautiful conversation about this that follows. But Zach, is your character the hero or a bad guy? Because I thought that was an interesting part of the conversation.
Yeah, for me, I didn't want to be, hero.
You wanted to be the hero. Zach, another thing really interesting is, I mean, you're a hometown guy. You're from Boynton Beach. And you graduated from Dreyfus School of the Arts back in 2004.
Yes.
What was that like for you?
Actually for me, I didn't have been, you know, to study in school and just plays and roles and just do everything into my high school.
Yeah. What was it like for you though when you were coming up and you told people I want to be an actor?
Just for you know, but it is really hard for me just to say because one teacher has not been respect me and sounds like she doesn't care about my abilities and just to be a really good actor. I just don't fit in that school.
I gotcha. Well, hopefully that teacher saw the movie and knows better now.
Yeah, it was really important to us. I think one of the things we tried to do with the script was show that people with Down syndrome have goals, they have abilities, they experience frustration. And that's something we hadn't seen as well. And, you know, we have conversations like that with Zach, and he's had a rough life, and he also has a talent. And I think we didn't want to go out and tell a story that wasn't nuanced. So I think one of the things that I think Tyler and I are really proud of is being able to show, like, all parts of that journey as well.
Yeah. Do you think, though, that you get the opportunity like this and that, and Tyler, I'm thinking about what you said, too, about how people will tell you you can't sell it, but that if it does well, that maybe it changes minds, or do you think the industry is just won't listen either way?
Oh, I think this is show business. Mike and Zach and I are the show, obviously, but we're not the business. And I think the business shifts when the marketplace acknowledges there's been a shift. So if this film comes out and people go see it in theaters and it does well, of course the business will pay attention. Of course people will start start trying to put people with different abilities into things, because that's what that's the business. I pray that happens. I think it feels like in my heart that's happening. But yeah, the unfortunate side of commerce, I guess, when you're trying to combine art and commerce. A lot of people go, well, I haven't seen it done before, therefore we can't make money off of it, therefore we're not going to do it. And yeah. Mike and I were more on the side of, well, we haven't seen that done before, and we're not scared of that. And that's, you know, also Zach's our best friend, so let's take a stab at that. That'll be a really, really cool thing to approach.
And we also got really lucky with our producers and financiers, Chris Lamol and Tim Zajaros at Armory. Chris was in a position to make a risky business decision. They'd made a lot of success with Mudbound, a movie that came out a couple years ago. And Chris also had a family connection to Down syndrome with a couple members in his family. And he made a really risky decision. So there's also this part of us that's so grateful. And we know that not everybody finds somebody like a Chris Lamol in an Armory. And for other people to get these opportunities, we really want it to be successful.
Yeah. You know, when you look back on this experience for you, I mean, what do you take most from all of this?
I'm really grateful. Yeah. I think it's been, I mean, the movie, I'm really proud of the movie, and I'm really proud of the performances in the movie. But Tyler and I got to live this with Zach for 5 years. It got to be a big chapter in my life, and it was so fun and so fulfilling and so rewarding, I think, for... You know, I talk to the cast a lot still. I talk to the crew members. We still get text messages.
We have family dinners still all the time.
Yeah. I think it really changed the relationships in my life in a really good way.
I mean, this is still part of your life. You're still getting this, building this up and trying to get it to as many eyes as possible. But just curious, what's in the future for you guys? What else are you working on?
Nothing.
Yeah,
absolutely nothing. I'm so present. I worked so hard to be here with you in this radio station, and I can't even imagine thinking about in a month or 2 months from now. I just want to see this one through, you know.
Yeah. Zach, I'm going to finish with you. Last question. What was your favorite part of all of this?
Everything.
That was actor Zach Gottsagen. He plays the lead character in the new film Peanut Butter Falcon, also the film's writers and directors Michael Schwartz and Tyler Nilsson. The film begins screening this weekend in select theaters around South Florida, and we will include information online at WLRN.org.